other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deb Harris is hot on the trail of election fraud. We're going to get a quick update from her, but she's still learning more, so we'll have her on for one segment. Then we'll continue with Joe, Mark, Wilson, and many others. We're going to hurry through your calls, but a call like Carlos bringing up really important issues we need to spend some time on, so I want to spend the rest of this 5 minutes, this little short segment, with Carlos calling in from Louisiana. Carlos, you know, tribalism is powerful. And, you know, you've got groups of black kids out at you know, fairs, you know, killing whitey. But I don't then go out and be scared or hate every black person because there are some groups of black people that feel wronged and think that, you know, white people are the devil. You know, that's why I always say, you know, Chinese aren't evil, Germans aren't evil, Jews aren't inherently evil, black people aren't inherently evil. We all got red blood. We all love our children. But black folks have been the testing ground, just like Native Americans have, for all this stuff. And they have gotten a lot of white people to go along with the inside club of, oh, look, we're going to, it's kind of like in The Godfather, you know, I want the drugs kept in the colored areas, you know, they're animals anyways, let them lose their souls. You know, that's really been the policy. And no, black people aren't animals. And the minute that we start, I mean, that's how the system sees all of us. So I look at a black child and I feel a need to protect them and love them as much as a white child or anybody else. You know, for anybody who hates white people or hates black people, look at a child. But you'll notice why the Nazis, and I've also seen the new Black Panthers, different from the old Black Panthers that were actually good at some level. You know, they always talk about, we got to kill their babies, because the baby, you know, and we've got to kill their women. They're the military manufacturing center. These eugenicists, whether they're black, white, doesn't matter, they always go to the direct level of let's kill their babies, because if they can get you to think about killing somebody's baby, then they're really going to get you to hate everybody. And so we got about 2.5 minutes left. You've got the floor, Carlos, to comment on what I've said.
Yeah, I concur with everything you said just now and before the break. But just like you said, the tribalism, this whole thing is fun, is pushed forward. It's just like the Tea Party candidates that I'm speaking of that I do not consider to be libertarian. They're not going to do anything different. They're all funded by corporate money. But because there's this appearance of let's get rid of the black president, we're going to take our country back from the black president, he's no different than Bush. These people didn't have anything to say about the Homeland Security Act, the Patriot Act. They didn't say anything about the John Warner Act. They didn't say anything about rendition. They're not saying anything about the war.
Just like liberals aren't saying anything about Obama and the Patriot Act because he's their guy. It's all window dressing, as you've said. But, you know, record numbers of white people voted for Obama because they wanted to show they weren't racist, and they wanted to show that there was going to be major change. So, I mean, look, I'm a white guy. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, black friends, you know, whole nine yards, and I never really heard a lot of race stuff. Now, whenever I tend to go up north, and I think folks up north are great, that's where I hear all the race stuff. But believe me, I've been hanging around since I was a little kid with rednecks deer hunting. I never hear a word about black people, you know, in a negative light. Now, I've run into trashy, poor white people who, you know, don't have three teeth amongst five of them who have this religion. I've worked in the countryside summers and had local Klan people come up to me and say, you better get out of this Dairy Queen, Yankee. And they're just, it's a gang. I mean, that's all it is a gang. And instead of it being blue or red, black people killing each other over colors, it's like we're in a gang. And there ain't no black people around here to get on top of. So you need to get out of here, Yankee. Meanwhile, my family literally was involved in founding Texas. But I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, Carlos. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Bev Harris, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was told not to pray for the house of Judah anymore because of their personal and national sins? Could it be that God has ceased hearing prayers for America because of our personal and national sins also? Pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, corporate theft, lust, and greed are running rampant all over America, which was once declared a Christian nation. When will it all end? In slavery to the New World Order? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
He's just joining us for this little 13-minute segment. We appreciate her time. We'll get her back on next week as she learns more traveling across the country. Bev Harris is an American writer, activist, and founder of Black Box Voting, Inc., a national nonpartisan nonprofit elections watchdog group. She helped popularize the term black box voting while authoring a book on that title. And, of course, she's an investigative journalist as well, featured in the New York Times, Washington Post, Time Magazine, Associated Press, NPR, and the website's blackboxvoting.org. And she has broken many national stories of catching Republicans and Democrats red-handed. And you know, in the last few days, I've gotten a lot of emails and calls, and I've seen comments saying, Alex, why are you siding with the Republicans? Why are you coming out and saying there's election fraud? Well, I was called a Democrat because clearly it was stolen from Al Gore in 2000. I hate Al Gore. He's a eugenicist. He's an elitist. He's a hypocrite. But, I mean, if the election's stolen from him and it's evident, it's a fact. I don't sit here and go, well, you know, I'm going to stay out of this. Same thing in 2004. Clear fraud. I can't stand John Kerry. But I can't stand George Bush. I just tell the truth. And I've seen evidence of election fraud mainly by Democrats, and I'm sure in Republican-controlled areas it's going on as well. We just tell it like it is, and it seems whatever party's in power, and Bev can correct me if I'm wrong, whatever party is predominantly in power, that's where you're going to see the fraud from, and that's just common sense. I mean, that people that are in power want to stay in power. Bev, I mean, am I right in saying that?
Well, yeah, you hit it on the head.
And what people don't realize is, you know, the places where we've seen the most evidence of fraud are local races, like the sheriff's race, county supervisors, county commissioners. You know, those are where the money flows through. One thing, you know, the sheriffs control drugs and guns and things like that. And the county commissioners control the construction and stuff and things like that. So election fraud is actually about power and money. And sometimes it's just about a business plan, but it does not really have to do with which party it is other than who has control of the strings.
Absolutely. You're still investigating, and you don't like to announce things before you're done. This will go on for the next few weeks. But what are the hot spots for fraud?
Well, you know, Washington State, my home state, I get to hang out there for a little while. I'm very interested, and I called it. I said that, you know, watch Snohomish County. Snohomish County has got about 300,000 voters. It's just north of Seattle. It's the north suburbs. And I said, you know, this is the one I think more so than King County this year. And we've got a full-on absentee race, too close to call. And here's what's happened now. On the east side of the state, that's what they say is mostly remaining to count. Well, the east side of the state, right now the Democrat is leading because they counted a bunch of the west side of the state. Now the east side of the state will go to Rossi, and so it's going to bring them up neck and neck, except for Snohomish County, which is in the west side of the state, and Snohomish County has not reported its results yet. So, you know, I'll bet you, I called this early, that it's going to wait until the east side of the state reports its result, then they'll know how much they need to bring in order to defeat Rossi, who's the Republican. I mean, this is how absentee voting works. It's really sad because it's so much after the fact, and they have all this time to just tinker, just the amount that's needed. And when you see a key county for one candidate hold their results, and this goes for late election night results, too, by the way, in non-absentee states. When you see one particular strategic location holding their results until the very end, what are they doing? Well, quite often, they're figuring out how much they need.
Absolutely, and you did, on election day, call the state and the county, and you're saying that's to go against a Republican. And again, I'm not a Republican because I'm reporting on Republicans being cheated, just like I'm not a Democrat because I'm reporting on Democrats being cheated. We just cover the facts here. Speaking
right.
of Sharron Angle and Harry Reid, well, no, you were trying to say something. Go ahead.
No, but let's go ahead with Sharron and Harry Reid. Obviously that has had numerous problems. First, Clark County, Nevada, you know, hello, that's had problems going back 10 years at least, probably more than that in terms of election problems. And then you've got, you know, the pre-marked votes for Harry Reid. And then you've got Harry Reid's son involved in, you know, having too much say-so over the key county, Clark County. So it's a problem. Though I will say that the spread is pretty large. I believe last time I checked it was, 10% spread. And it is at least more challenging to achieve a large spread when you're tampering a race than a small. It doesn't sound like, I mean, theoretically you could. On a computer, you can make the numbers anything you want.
Well, Clark County is 74% of all the votes in Nevada. So if you've got that county, you can do whatever spread you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. And also, Las Vegas is quite hard to call in terms of its demographics. It's just this particular election, in fact, has been hard to call because you've got Democrats crossing over to vote for Rand Paul in Kentucky. You've got, Democrats not turning out in a lot of places.
But regardless, Bev, to interrupt you, because I want you to go back to that. Regardless, you shouldn't have his son, the county judge, running elections with 74% of the votes cast in that county where Las Vegas is based. You shouldn't
Absolutely
have the not. Union that's openly in Harry Reid's hip pocket running the machines. It's very suspicious.
Oh, yeah. Well, just like Jeb Bush running Florida back in 2000 when his brother was running. You know, and he goes on and says, I think everybody remembers when George Bush was on TV that night, election night, and he was behind, and he says, my brother's there. Like, they haven't finished counting, my brother's there. You don't want your son, a situation where the son has anything to do with counting votes for the father. And that whole situation situation, yes, it pretty much stinks.
But it's funny, Sharon Engel isn't calling for an investigation.
You know, what I find is the candidates and their campaign managers really don't understand what's going on very well, and they don't understand where what is suspicious and what's not. And she may look at that, but then they look at some other thing that and are reassured that everything's fine. The only thing that's really going to tell us what happened in Clark County, Nevada, is the databases. And the databases, by the way, courts are now saying that they have to release the databases. That's been adjudicated now in several states, state after state, 100% of the time the courts say they have to release the databases. And those databases do tell us quite a bit of the story. But without those databases, we really don't know. We have no idea whether the votes were flipped, added to, subtracted from, or what happened.
But with the database, unless they're really good at covering their tracks, correct me if I'm wrong, you can go in and see when they snuck into it, and you can find out that it was basically hacked, but it's always from the inside.
Always from the inside, and yes, you can see quite a bit. In Tennessee, we were able to see that they were in their running results reports over and over and over 5 days before the election. We were also able to see from looking at the database that they were uploading votes the day before the election from polling places. You heard me. we were testing the machine. It was just blank votes, nothing to worry about. Well, then why did you have it on a secret database that was off to the side on a separate computer? You know, so you can find a lot. You have to get all the databases, every iteration, in other words. Now, when they have these databases that control the election, they are supposed to save and back up the database every so often. That's fine. They should have a lot of those. But you want every iteration, because what I've found every place I've done this is that they also have various databases that are supposed to be the same thing. In other words, multiple sets of books. That's very bad. Using that, you could make your own whole election, you know, and say, oh, we're going to substitute this database in there. So getting the databases in Nevada would be a high priority.
All right. Now, Bev, we're very gracious with your time. We're going to let you go here in a moment, because I know you're still investigating and hot on the trail of this, but we've only got a few minutes left. Any other information you want to impart to people? What's on your radar?
Well, one thing I think is interesting in terms of what's happening in Alaska with the hand recount, or the hand count. It's not a hand recount, it's count, because this woman, Murkowski, has done a write-in campaign. You know what that forces them to do, don't you? That forces them to hand count the ballots. I think that's very interesting, don't you?
It is.
Yes. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting wrinkles. Typically, we don't start to really get things uncovered until, you know, 8 to 10 days after the election it starts to really unravel, because it takes just that much time to sort out the data and even get the data.
Well, we're just blessed to have you crisscrossing the country, and people should go to blackboxvoting.org and support you any way they can. Bev, how are you getting support these days for the great work you're doing?
It's only from citizen donations. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We don't have any political. We have no government grants. We need to stay independent. So it's a lot of small citizen donations, and that's kept us alive for 7 years now, and I hope it will continue to.
Well, you're doing invaluable work. In the 1 minute we've got left, I guess we should have you on then in about 2 weeks for maybe a full hour to really go down the different hot spots that you've discovered. Here's my final question for you. Is overall election fraud getting worse, or is it getting better? I know that's an oversimplification, but I mean, is it getting worse?
Yeah, it's getting more concealed and hard to find. Well, I won't say hard to find, but it's getting harder to get at, because it's it's very complexified, I guess we could say that, where they've made the process so complex that the average person doesn't know what to ask for or how to get at it. And it's such a specialization now. I can really only name about 5 people in the country who do what I do and who can figure out what's going on. And that's not a democratic system.
No, it's not. Blackboxvoting.org, Bev Harris. We'll set it on the calendar to get you on in about 2 weeks. God bless you. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Your phone calls and a ton of news straight ahead. Joe Mark Wilson. others. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Here on the is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Many days we're going to overdrive. We're going to overdrive tomorrow with a special guest in the studio. Rand Paul coming up next week. We're here. All right, you've held long enough. I got some other news I want to hit in the 36 minutes we got left. But Joe, Mark, Wilson, Joe, others, we're going to get to you. Joe in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Yeah, I would like to see a politician finally say, hey, look, I'm a puppet, but I'm the best puppet you'll ever have. And then another thing is our forefathers died for this country, and it's a shame what they're doing to this country that they died for. President Bush, his dad, you know, they have a lot of security. Like, I know you don't advocate violence, but a long time ago, you know, the back American Revolution.
I don't advocate offensive violence. The British government came to take the guns.
We have to go after the president and his dad.
All right, get rid of him. No. That's provocateur. Come on, man. No, we don't want to go after the puppet, George Herbert Walker Bush or George W. Bush. The globalists would get so much gas mileage out of that to clamp down on this country. I mean, are you, Joe, this is not some backwater internet show with 50 listeners. You understand there are millions, upwards of 2 million a day or more that listen. You are so stupid to call into a radio show and say things like that. This isn't a game, pal. But now he'll say I'm an agent because I can't handle it. Mark in Texas, please don't say what Joe was saying. You know, before we go to Mark, you heard Carlos earlier at the end of the last hour saying, thank you so much for not screening calls. But then there's this whole internet legend and lie that I screen calls. There's no internet legend about the shows that do screen calls. There's an internet legend about my show screens calls because we don't, unless I have a guest on a particular topic, or I say we want police to call in. You know, every few weeks I do something like that, or I want doctors to call in, or I want folks from Kentucky to call in. But we don't screen your calls. And then Joe calls in and says something like that. It's just crazy. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. We are, and I know you always say just to be thankful for what we're, or just get after it. You know, I'm looking at trying to do things on my own, and I'm realizing I need help to get real results, and I'm leaning continually on that 4 a.m. thing that you're doing with God, and I know we've talked before about the Hebrews 9 thing, and the Red Beckman fella, I've looked at that several times. He talked about that as a need to look at the concept of a will and testament, because of the founding fathers leaving something that would keep us a little bit safe from the government getting too big and all the criminals.
And it wasn't perfect, but it was the best thing ever. Mark, what's your final point?
Okay. Well, one, I wanted to remind people that you were on the show last night with Nori, and that it'll replay tonight an hour before the regular broadcast. The last hour of you will replay. So I don't want people to remember that they can listen to that tonight if they were asleep because it was the latter part of the show last night.
Did you hear the show?
I didn't hear all of it, no. I had to get some rest.
How did it sound? Because I've never been on radio with 16 million people when I was sick.
Well, I don't worry about stuff like that. I've been in the health field for about 15, 16 years.
No, I understand, Mark, but I'm saying, I mean, a lot of people say it was one of the best interviews he's ever done with me.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think the power of what's going on there, I think it's helping, you know, and I think...
It's helping white people up. Mark, I appreciate your call. I'm trying to get to everybody or one at a time. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Alex. It's always good to talk to you. I just want to start off by shouting out my good friend, John Graham, listening in New York, because it's always good when my friends call in and listening and care about what's going on, because I tell them to call in when I call on the show. And I just have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Could you just please just explain to my friends and me what the effect of now Ron Paul and the senator seat in Kentucky is going to have an effect on America?
Well, you notice the Republicans went after him in the primary. For people that don't like the Republican establishment, I'm all with them. You notice they went after him. Then the Democrats went after him, threw every lie they could at him. And he is saying abolish the Federal Reserve. Erect, systems to try to protect our jobs, and to basically cut the defense budget. And that's why he's being demonized, and that's why the media has a talking point that he's going to cause the depression that we're already in. And so now, I actually have an article here, a video clip actually up on Infowars.com. I'm looking for the exact headline. But Ron Paul, here it is. Ron Paul talks ending the Fed with help from Senator Rand Paul on Fox Business. And that's up on Infowars.com, the video clip of that. Ron Paul explains how it's going to help. Again, it just, people say, well, that's only a few people. But it shows we can get a beachhead. We can win. Okay, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You know, even though I'm exhausted and got a sore throat and a cold and didn't get any sleep last night because I was on Coast to Coast AM, I almost feel like going into overdrive today because there's so much news and so many great calls, so many great people to talk to, but we won't do it today. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do 4 or 5 hours tomorrow. You take my life, but I take yours too. Fire your musket, but I run you through.
You fire your musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back.
Sister's in there laughing. But on this battlefield, no one wins. And that's the key. We don't need to fight with each other. You have this tiny scientific elite using the fractional reserve banking system and now the derivative scam to take over the planet. They're openly killing the dollar and sucking down the rest of the world economy with it. This is happening. Everything that the globalists planned is now unfolding. Do you realize the key time in history that we're alive? I like this part of the song coming up right here. Crank it up.
We get to see.
great sponsors, and we're going directly to your calls with some financial news and the balance of this hour. We've got a great sponsor that's been on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for a while. You know, if you want a passport to get out of the country, we fought the RFID being put in the driver's license and the passports, but now they're there. If you're going to carry these around with you, you better get an ID Stronghold. They've got systems for credit cards, for IDs, for passports, you name it. Protect your identity. You know, they've had even PBS documentaries where you can ride around in San Francisco, Dallas, Texas, two of the cities, and just drive by people's houses and businesses or cards and grab their Social Security number, everything. And the government did that. They are creating a system that is going to cause people to have their identity stolen. And then their answer is face scan, thumbprint with the card for authentication. They're creating the crisis to offer the solution. But as a stopgap against that, ID Stronghold, IDStronghold.com. Just ID in the word Stronghold.com. Check them out today. And one last great sponsor is SafeCastle LLC. I'm proud to welcome these great folks to the Infowars.com family. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's prepared.pro. You can also get to their site at PrisonPlanet.com on the banner on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness business for almost 10 years. They're fond of saying they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. Want to bury your guns, want a safe house, want a bunker, want a, you name it, they got it. They sell everything you need to defend yourself. Prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. And I believe in it. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, let's go to your calls as quickly as possible. Joe in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, two things. One, I wanted to let everyone know that this Friday is the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November. We're going to be out sign waving for Ron Paul, 2012 national sign waving. And we're going to hold signs that say Ron Paul for Speaker of the House and Ron Paul for President in 2012. And we're going to be in Florence, South Carolina, but we want people all over the nation to do it. And we're going to be at Five Points at 4 p.m. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is everything that's going on with the Federal Reserve. I talk to people at work about it and tell them what's going on. And I'm sad to say that a lot of people don't even understand what the Federal Reserve does or what they're all about. And I really think people need to get on board with the Ron Paul thing, because then they'll hopefully educate themselves on the whole evils of the Federal Reserve.
Well, you're right that the Federal Reserve is the cancer. There's a lot of other problems, but it's the big mother load. It's the source of the metastasization. And we've got to inform people. We've got to explain to them. See, the system pre-inoculated us psychologically that there's no global bankers, there's no private Federal Reserve, there's no CFR, there's no elite groups. Anybody that says government is dangerous and should be controlled is crazy. Well, that's what America is. We're not perfect. We're the best there ever was because we have the smallest government. And because government is the conduit through which the robber barons come in and loot. We've got to get rid of it. It's us or them. Thank you, Joe. TJ in Georgia, you're on the air.
I had a quick question about the body scanners. So what if you go into the airport and, you know, they tell you to, like, that you have to go through it? Like, what can you say or do so that you don't have to go through it?
You just say opt out, and then they will scream to embarrass you. Opt out, and they will get you and pat you down and put their hands, you know, palms forward up there and violate you. And they admit in the news, it's in New York Times today, they're doing it to make you, I mean, they're literally social conditioning people. Don't let them beat you up and kill you, because they've done that. You tell them, listen, this is ridiculous. Anwar al-Awlaki on record, you start preaching, and then they'll push you right through. And I've been waiting for them to do it to me. Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of al-Qaeda, meeting at the Pentagon, this is all staged. Shirt off, the former head of Homeland Security is making money off this. You know, I've gone through the metal detector. There's nothing on me. By the way, officers, I know they brought you behind closed doors, TSA agents, and ask you if you had a problem with the scanners. And if you said you did, you notice your coworkers were gone. You realize you're being radiated thousands of times what individuals are, because you're there all day while this is happening. And you just tell them. And you're going to feel good. It's good to stand up, but in a calm, focused way, like you're the boss. It's not yelling and screaming and freaking out. It's, let me tell you what's going on here, officer. You've already got these metal detectors here, and that is filled with radiation, even according to, you know, mainstream news. And do you realize the health danger you're under? You know, why don't you have a union? Why aren't you worried about this? And no, you are not going to touch my genitals. Okay, you can wand me all day long, but again, that's what you do. That's how you handle it. Anything else, TJ?
No, only thing I have to say is I appreciate you, you know, doing what you do and spreading the word. I'm trying to do the same thing myself as a college student, so thank you.
Well, TJ, you have incredible power. You know, I woke up 17 years ago. I like the Alan Watt quote. He was born awake. It was a child seeing things. We're all born awake. And the world teaches us how to not be awake. They put us to sleep into a trance. But I was always awake to some extent. But 17 years ago, I really woke up. It took me 2 years to get on air, Access TV. Before I figured out to go on Access, I couldn't get on radio or even basically intern. And here we are 15 years later. And we're having a big effect. We're being demonized by Nightline, MSNBC, one of the biggest magazines, probably the biggest magazine in the country, is coming to interview me 2 weeks from now for a cover story. And, you know, I'm stepping up to the plate. I know it's going to be a hit piece, but that's fine. Because I want to talk to that agent. I want to talk to that minion. I want to look him in the eye and say, you know, you got a family. So just know what you're doing. Because I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever comes down the road. Doesn't mean I'm going to like it. Doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it. Doesn't mean I'm not a coward somewhere deep down like anybody else is, but I'm also a hero deep down like everybody else is. And when you exercise resistance to tyranny, you grow stronger. And when you realize none of us are getting out of this alive and that the only thing you got is that you are going to stand up for what's right, it is empowering. And that's why when I was in San Jose last Tuesday, Aaron had to unpack all the cameras because she was the one carrying them. And he had to put them back, so that took 10 minutes after he went through. They didn't put him through naked body scanners. And then we got coffee. There was a coffee place right there in front of the checkpoint when you go through. So we got coffee. Wasn't time for the plane yet. And I sat there for another 10 minutes, so probably total 20. And not one man was put through all these naked body scanners. It was like four groups of them. It was all women and children. And I was looking at the guys on power trips and the TSA people, and I was physically wanting to go over, you know, I was physically drawn to go over and say, do you realize you guys are all being radiated here? Look, you just put a three-year-old. One of the kids was in a stroller. That's kind of like moms wheel three-year-olds around in strollers because, you know, the three-year-olds are lazy. Part of their behavior problems, you should make them walk. Just from my experience, you start getting your kids exercise, the behavior problems disappear. I was watching them roll three-year-olds through, and I was like, I was in the twilight zone. I mean, I'm in the twilight zone here. And I saw them looking at me looking, and I just looked at them back. I was hoping they came over so I could say, you're all being radiated, but I had to get my plane, had to get back. It's just too much to handle anymore. I mean, it's just, I was watching pure evil. It had nothing to do with stopping terrorism. Give me a break. It's all staged. Let's go to Casey in New York. Casey, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
You were great on the radio last night, coast to coast. I listened to both hours.
Well, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, George definitely seems to be a bit of a fan of the movement, even if he can't say so directly.
Well, let me just say this. George stuck his neck out 7 years ago having me on. I'm going to leave it just at that.
Absolutely. All right. A fluoride issue. I live in Suffolk County on Long Island. We're like outside of New York City. We don't fluoridate the water here. There's no fluoride in the water. You get a report.
Yeah, only 69% of the country fluoridates. There's county maps of it on the federal Department of Health Human Services site. And the government will spend, I've seen cases in tiny counties where they'll spend $3-4 million just to get the county to do it. Because, you know, they care about our teeth, Casey.
Yeah, but you know what? Long Island is filled with dentists and doctors. You would figure that if it was good for you, they'd be pushing for it.
No. Anywhere the elite are, even mid-level people, if you study, because they have documentaries about it, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Queen of England, the House of Windsor, as its brand name is known, they have their own farms all over the world, and their food is all prepared and sent directly to them. Everything is filtered. They don't even eat at restaurants. Or they go to a restaurant that they sell food to. I mean, I've even read this in Vanity Fair. Of course, they're poisoning everything. People say, well, the elite are getting hit by all this. Well, if it's chemtrails, they're reportedly then given the treatments to counteract it. But everything else they avoid.
Well, here's an interesting fact that goes with the fluoride issue. The show Law and Order, right? It's filmed in New York City up until this year. They had an episode. They've changed the show to make it more technical, to keep up with all these technical cop shows that are on, where they basically it's all forensic, the entire show. They've added this a little bit to the show. So now, in the beginning of any murder investigation, they go right to the crime lab. And they had a woman who drowned. And the investigator was like, well, look here. We don't have an ID on her because she's been in the water too long. But see her teeth? She has fluoridosis, which means she grew up in an area with no fluoride in the water. You should check people from Europe. And I'm like, hold on.
What's insane is fluoride. That's caused by fluoride in the water.
But the whole thing is why aren't they looking at Suffolk County? It's only 30 miles away. Why do they got to go all the way to Europe?
Because well, you know why they promote all this forensic stuff? One of the corrupt most, and we've had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab, on, got to be 10 times over the years, about once a year. But let's get Whitehurst back on. And Whitehurst says that most crime labs are fraudulent. And so they just train everyone that if the crime lab says so, it's true. Most crime labs are complete frauds. They just stamp guilty, guilty, guilty. They say, what result do you want? The prosecutor says, we want to find their blood there. They don't even need a blood sample. They'll just say, they'll take a blood sample from you and then put it in their sample, and that's the end. I mean, that was O.J. Simpson. Obviously has problems. Who knows whether he did it or not. That's not the issue. It came out in court that the vials at the police department have a chemical in it to preserve the blood so it doesn't rot in the tube. It's standard on any blood draw. And that chemical was in the blood sample they had. They had gone and gotten a blood sample from him when they arrested him. They'd gone and sprayed it around, and that came out. I mean, so, I'm for the death penalty, Casey, and I appreciate your call. Great points. I'm for the death penalty in a free world. But you can't trust the system to implement a death penalty because what, it's come out that more than a third of people on death row are innocent? I mean, folks, I was a pretty straight-laced kid. I mean, I got in fights a lot. That was the only bad thing I did. I sped in the car, and I womanized. I mean, I'm not perfect, but compared to people, I wasn't doing drugs. I didn't like marijuana when I smoked it. I didn't steal anything except, and I've been honest about it, you know, there was a neighborhood golf course, and we would occasionally, the older kids would hit us up. Older kids love to manipulate little kids. When I was 12 years old, go down there to the golf carts and steal some beer because all those golfers were just bombed out of their mind. So I stole beer, you know, out of golf carts a few times. But the cops one time called me in at the high school because I knew the cops were dealing drugs. I'd talked about it, and they said, "You've been stealing stereo equipment." I said, "That's ridiculous. I haven't stolen anything." I haven't told the cop. I said, "I stole beer 5 years ago." And they just said, well, you just better shut your mouth about talking about us. They're a bunch of drug dealers. But I've already blown the time to take calls. We're coming back in the final segment. Paul in Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Steph, two quick points. One is, I don't know if you've discussed this already, but John Boehner voted for TARP, and he begged the entire House to vote for TARP.
Boehner's bad news. We need Ron Paul for the speaker.
And Bachman didn't vote for TARP, and I think as long as Boehner's excluded as an inevitable choice.
Yeah, to be clear, we don't want Boehner. Michelle Bachman's better. Ron Paul's the king.
Yeah, clearly. I agree. And also, I came across a product called Jupiter Jack. It's $9. You plug it into your cell phone, and when you call the listen line, if you put your stereo in your car or any other radio, it's 99.3, it plays the listen line in your car speakers, and you can play it full volume. Instead of having to, like, you know, listen to it on your cell phone, you can play it through your car stereo at full volume, and it just sounds much better.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, in fact, what is the listen line? I always forget the listen line. We have a free listen line that's sponsored by it's sponsored by eFoods Direct, isn't it? Because I know it costs us about $4,000 a month, and they sponsor us for $2,000, so I lose on the listen line, so I lose $2,000 a month on that. And that's why to reach people costs money. It's why I'm like always buy this, buy that. There's products I believe in, but also I got this meter running. You know, I thought I had 20 employees and contractors. We just did the math. 27. No wonder I'm burning through money like it's confetti. But thank God people are supporting us, buying the books and videos at InfoWars.com. Great points, Paul. You know, I could talk to you callers all day long. We'll see what we can get to coming back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, I got good news for Adam, Mark, Shane, and Dan. I'm going into overdrive. You know why? We're not going to show her for our privacy. Michelle, one of the great customer service ladies that works here in the office, when you call and buy books and videos or ask about an order, that's who you talk to, her and Janet and Matt. She said, I just heard you on the radio talking about the naked body scanners. She was gone a few weeks ago. She went on vacation to Colorado with her wonderful two daughters who are just great little sweetie cakes. And they grabbed the daughters. They put their hands between her legs. They grabbed her breast. And, I mean, I've got it right here in the news. Opt out of a body scan, then brace yourself, New York Times. ABC News says they now grab your genitals, but it's ladies and gentlemen,
again, this is how we're not connected to each other. This is going on to people in my office. And I told you, I was in San Jose, it was only women and children. They know that they won't opt out most of the time. Men will. This is such conditioning. We're going to go into overdrive into the fourth hour, but I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold, correct me if I'm wrong, is at an all-time high today, all-time high. It's getting right up there close to $1,400 an ounce. Silver is at its next all-time high. It was almost at $26 when I just checked the segment before last, about 25 minutes ago. Ted, where is gold and silver right now?
Well, gold right now is at 1384.20. It's been as high as 1384.50. Silver did break $26 an ounce. Seen a high of 26.03 today. Right now it's at 26 on the nose. Alex, it is just jumping.
Actually, you called me and we said, well, gold and silver will be up tomorrow because they've announced they're going to devalue the dollar. I mean, this is a no-brainer, Ted.
It sure is. And the funny thing is they tried to manipulate it down when they first came out with that QE2 statement yesterday. It was on Tuesday. And they were able to be successful for only about a day and a half. And then it just got away from them. That is just amazing that they're just losing control. I mean, gold is reflecting what fiat currency does. You know, they don't want their fiat.
That's why they hate it, because it's the one chink in the armor that shows how it's all a fraud. Ted, I want people to get involved in gold and silver. And the deals you've got, I've seen it. You buy the gold and silver when it's down, sell it when it's up at a lower price. I know you got 3-4% markup on these radio specials. And now with the market up, you lose money on those three silver dollars and three of my films. For $87 shipping included, that's almost $160. What is it, $157 value for $87? You've got that deal. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. They got great deals, but they're not this good at MidasResources.com. Most of the MidasResources.com deals beat the other major brokers and dealers. But these radio specials, I'm here to tell you, I can't find a better deal. Briefly, Ted, we got about a minute and a half left. In this third hour, tell folks some of the other gold and silver offers, because, yeah, great.
Well, they better move before midnight on these ones. We have Frank's at $297. They do get the full-year subscription to the newsletter if they want that. The British Sovereign Gold Coin is at $372. All this stuff has gone up in price. Everybody came to me, hey, you're raising the price on the Walking Liberty halves? I said, I can't today, probably tomorrow. $1,177 on those, you just can't beat it. $20 Liberties if you want those, $15.99. They broke over $1,600 already. $10 Liberties, $825. I mean, we also have U.S. Eagles, we have Canadian Maple Leafs, we have Bars, we have Junk Silver. I mean, we got the whole gamut. If you have an IRA, whatever. I mean, if the time to get involved in gold is now. I mean, the handwriting is so on the wall now. The fire is like at the door. Are you going to leave the house or are you going to get burnt down in it? It's just too bad that we're traveling the direction that we are.
We've said it 100 times or more. We wish we weren't right. I mean, it's scary to be right, but gold and silver is the place I'm at. That's what I've done for our limited backup funding for this operation. And, you know, gold I bought at $300 an ounce, haven't sold it. Silver I bought at $5 an ounce, haven't sold it. And we haven't had the capital. I haven't bought any in a while. A little bit of silver because we just don't have the money. But, folks, you need to get involved today. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Hour number four coming up. Ted, thank you for popping in with us.
Thanks.
We'll be right back live. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.